This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We'll have fun.
Musicians who love the Beach Boys come together to perform their most iconic songs.
Even if we can't find the 111.
You and Jesse had this beautiful life together, and then we all thought he was dead, and you found love again with a great guy. No matter what you do, you're going to break somebody's heart.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, April 7th to Sunday, April 9th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. You can take the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel out of New York, but you can't take the New York out of the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Though the fifth season of the Prime Video show remains squarely rooted in the Big Apple for its final bow, it also continues to illustrate that idiom with its lineup of guest stars, which EW revealed Thursday. The crop of impressive guest stars draws heavily from the Broadway stage, including Hank Azaria, Sutton Foster, and Darren Criss. Rounding out that trio is Danny Strong and Sean Gunn, as well as David Paymer returning to the role of Harry Drake. The final season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel premieres Friday, April 14th on Prime Video. John Leguizamo said he will not watch the new Super Mario Brothers movie after the project failed to level up its Latin representation. The actor, who played Mario's brother Luigi opposite Bob Hoskins in the critically maligned live-action 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie, told TMZ, quote, "No, I will not be watching. They could have included a Latin character. I was groundbreaking, and they stopped the groundbreaking." He added that they messed up the inclusion and that they disincluded Latin performers from the cast. Grammy-winning rapper Coolio's death last month was due to the effects of fentanyl, heroin, and methamphetamine. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner coroner also determined that cardiomyopathy, asthma, and recent PCP use factored into the musician's death. Coolio was found unresponsive on the floor of a friend's bathroom and pronounced dead on September 28th. He was 59. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number five.
Before Katherine Hahn takes on Agatha in the upcoming series Coven of Chaos, she's taken on motherhood in this weekend's number five pick, Hulu's new tearjerker series, Tiny Beautiful Things. Hahn plays Claire, a discombobulated yet determined writer who's really going through it. Her husband kicks her out, and her daughter declares she hates her. So, trying to get herself back on track, she takes a leap of faith in becoming the author she always wanted to be. Here's a preview.
How are you both?
Great.
Fine. Danny blasted porn on the Bluetooth speakers this
Claire's
morning.
Claire's vibrator literally melted from overuse.
Would you believe me now?
My life is a mess. My husband kicked me out a few days ago. My daughter hates me.
Oh my God.
Mom!
A threesome is a big leap. Maybe you were subconsciously worried about our little threesome. About
what?
Me and you and Dad.
Ew!
No,
ew,
I don't mean it in that
ew.
Same way.
How did I get so far from the person I wanted to be?
What would I tell my 22-year-old self?
Stop worrying whether you're fat. Who gives a shit?
And stop obsessing about your nose. Your nose is perfect.
Don't take your mom for granted. She won't be here forever.
Blair Marie Pierce
is an award-winning essay writer and soon-to-be college graduate with a 4.0. Come on out, Claire!
You're one of the best writers I know. An advice column is easy clicks.
Okay, take a look.
You should be the one doing this.
I'm not giving anybody advice.
What would I tell my 22-year-old self?
Someday, you'll look back on that one Christmas when your mother gave you a mustard yellow coat. Don't hold it up and say it's too puffy, because your mother will be dead by spring. And that coat will be the last gift she ever gave you.
wish you weren't my mom.
I could die tomorrow. And if I did, you would never forgive yourself because that would be the last thing that you would ever said to me.
You're not the only one that could die tomorrow. So can I.
That is an awful thing to say to me.
I want so much for you, but you're not gonna get any of it if you don't want it for yourself. What does it mean to heal? To move on? To let go?
Why can't you make new friends? Like, what happened to Bethany?
Bethany had anal sex on a Greyhound going to Reno.
What?
Yeah.
Why would she want to take a bus to Reno?
Well, based on Cheryl Strayed's beloved novel of the same name, we will see Claire reflect on her relationship with her own mother and apply those lessons in her life with her own daughter. Tissue box at the ready. All episodes of Tiny Beautiful Things are streaming now on Hulu. We're saying goodbye today for the season finale of Hello Tomorrow. In last week's episode of the Apple TV Plus series, father and son Jack and Joey were at odds. Joey refused to tag along with Jack to present his pitch because he's still skeptical of Jack's selling tactics and distrustful of his intentions. Well, now, when Joey finds evidence of Jack's misdoings, he considers taking it to Jack's boss and possibly sabotaging his career. Here is a sneak peek of today's episode.
You know, I remember when my father built this place. I was 9 or 10, and I took him for a god fool dreaming like he did. I wasted a lot of life hating him for being a failure. Maybe he was just playing a longer game than I could see. And everything I needed was right there if I just had the good sense to open my eyes, take a look.
Find out if everyone gets what they're sold on the season finale of Hello Tomorrow, streaming now on Apple TV+. Art is in the eye of the beholder, so grab your brushes and get ready for the debut of Paint. The new film stars Owen Wilson as Carl Nargle, a local painter with a calming presence who hosts a painting show on Vermont Public Television. He has adoring fans, a job he loves, and a creative outlet to channel any and all of his emotions. Until one day, when a younger and better female artist named Ambrosia begins painting on the same channel and starts attracting his fan base. Now, what will life look like for Carl when it's not in full Technicolor? Here's the trailer.
Our goal's pretty simple. I want to help you get what's in here and just splash it onto there. Don't worry, it's not rocket science.
It's harder. Thanks for going to a special place with me, Carl Nargle.
Cut it.
That tree is probably too tall. Brace yourself, you are going to get some calls.
What about that?
Mr. Nargle, it is an honor to meet you, sir.
Wait, what's going on?
Hi, friends, and welcome to Paint with Ambrosia.
It takes paint to a whole new place, and it's been a lot of places.
Good night, everyone. I have never seen him that mad.
Does this mean I'm your peer?
Don't let fame bring out the worst in you.
A real man never looks back.
He's the new tote bags.
It's only because yours weren't selling.
You're lucky I'm an artist instead of a woman who says really mean things to other women.
You were an artist.
The real artist follows his heart. My Uber is here.
I don't know what that is.
It's goodbye. How's everything going?
Awesome. What's the image tucked away in your brain that makes your heart ache and your soul feel like it's going to burst?
is one-dimensional and very sexist. You know I don't care what people say about me.
PBS Burlington.
Carl stole my newspaper.
Yes, we're aware that Carl is stealing newspapers. Please hold.
Well, if Carl's signature curly-do button-up shirts and soothing personality remind you of someone, you're not alone. The character is very loosely based on famed PBS painter Bob Ross, who hosted the show The Joy of Painting from 1983 to 1994. Paint is in theaters now.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. The Beach Boys are the focus of one of our upcoming picks. More on that in just a minute. The band has been making California hits since 1961, and they have fans from pretty much every corner of the globe, including some fictional ones on TV. Which of these 90 sitcom characters was a huge Beach Boys fan? Corey Matthews from Boy Meets World, Carlton Banks from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, or Jesse Katsopoulos from Full House? Stick around for the answer, as well as our top two picks and soundbite of the week. What to Watch will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We were in a Barbie world this week with the release of a ton of character posters and a new teaser for the upcoming Barbie movie, and plenty of memes that followed. And while we don't know much about the plot just yet, we do know that Margot Robbie is Barbie and Ryan Gosling is Ken, but they're not the only ones, and they're about to venture out of the bubblegum paradise that is Barbie Land and head into the real world, but not before tension rise between a couple of the Kens. That moment from the teaser is our soundbite of the week.
Oh, looks like this beach was a little too much beach for you, Ken.
If I wasn't severely injured, I would beat you off right now, Ken.
I'll beach off with you any day, Ken.
Anyone who wants to beach him off has to beach me off first.
I will beach both of you off at the same time.
Beach both of us off? Beach.
Nobody's gonna beach anyone off.
Actor Alex Wise co-wrote and co-directed the horror comedy Summoning Sylvia, which is now available on VOD. Michael Urie and Frankie Grande star in the movie, which centers on a gay bachelor party that goes from slaying to scary. But there was nothing spooky about the filmmaker's recommendations when we asked, "What you watching?"
I am watching time slip away, but when I'm not doing that, I'm usually watching, I'm watching Heartstopper right now. I think I'm on my third rewatch of it, which is a bit much, but not too much for matters of the heart. Stopper, it's the most beautiful, sweet, romantic, queer love story, and it's so amazing for people who are young and for people who are young at heart. Like, my grandmother enjoyed it. And a show on Netflix I really love is Feel Good. It's Mae Martin's show, and it's a comedy drama about as Mae navigates a career in comedy, and they're navigating gender, and they're navigating mental health and relationships. And so really, I guess what I'm trying to say is I like things that are funny and sad and gay. That's really what all pieces of media should be. They should be funny, sad, and gay. And I hope your day is also funny, sad, and gay. All right, thank you so much.
Number two. We're picking up Good vibrations for our number two pick. The star-studded CBS event Grammy Salute to the Beach Boys will bring together artists from every genre of music to celebrate the sunny and surf-tastic music of the legendary Beach Boys. Tom Hanks and John Stamos will be presenting, and performers include Lady A, John Legend, Nora Jones, Charlie Puth, Mumford & Sons, Weezer, Little Big Town, St. Vincent, Fall Out Boy, Beck, Brandi Carlile, and more. Here is a preview.
Musicians who love the Beach Boys come together to perform their most iconic songs.
The Beach Boys' music is part of our DNA.
So there's like this genius that is passed off as like just kind of a good time.
Pulls at the heartstrings, something that will move people.
It's just a match made in heaven.
A light bulb went off. I was like, what is this?
Some of the best melodies.
The human voice becomes a symphony.
It didn't just change the way music sounded. The Beach Boys changed the way it felt.
Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988, the Beach Boys have made an indelible mark on music for decades, and now it is time to celebrate their legacy. Surf on over to watch the Grammy Salute to the Beach Boys Sunday night at 8 o'clock on CBS. It is now time for our number one pick, which begs the question, do we all have one true love in life? The new movie, One True Loves, plural, is based on the best-selling novel of the same name by Taylor Jenkins Reid and follows the story of Emma, played by Philippa Sue, and her high school sweetheart-turned-husband, Jesse. Now, they are madly in love, but when Jesse takes a helicopter ride and never comes back, Emma is forced to mourn the life she thought she'd live with him. Years pass, and Emma is finally open to love once again. She rekindles a friendship with Sam, which turns romantic, and the two become engaged, just as Jesse miraculously returns alive and carrying lots of questions. Here is a preview.
Ready? Blair, want to get married?
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse and Emma Lerner!
I can't just fly off to Alaska.
Okay, I'll call you when I land.
Hello?
Mrs. Lerner, your husband was on a helicopter that went down in the Pacific.
Jesse, at first, it was so hard to let go. I refused to admit you were gone. But then I started to think that the good days could be good weeks or good months. I'm finally ready to live again.
Emma?
Sam?
I guess you all know that I've been madly in love with Emma for a few years now. To family.
To family.
To family.
Hello?
Sweetheart, it's Jesse. I'm alive.
You can't wear that to reunite with your long-lost husband.
Emma! I swore if I ever made it back to you, I'd tell you how sorry I was for leaving.
I'm engaged.
What?
You and Jesse had this beautiful life together, and then we all thought he was dead, and you found love again with a great guy. No matter what you do, you're gonna break somebody's heart.
That was incredibly verbose, but accurate.
I just want her to love me more than she loves him. That was wildly inappropriate. I'm gonna stop.
No, man, for God's sakes, just keep talking.
Do you love him or not? She should be with the person that she loves the most, not a person that loves her the most.
I can't lose him, Marie.
So don't. Go tell him.
Are we really not going to talk about your husband-in-law?
What?
What?
Well, now Emma will have to choose between two great loves of her life, and if she yearns for the life she used to live, or a new one that holds a lot of potential. One True Loves is in theaters now. Trivia. And finally this weekend, the answer to our trivia question. Which 90s sitcom character loved the Beach Boys? Corey Matthews from Boy Meets World, Carlton Banks from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, or Jesse Katsopoulos from Full House? That would be Uncle Jesse himself from Full House. Rock musician Jesse has an undying admiration for the music of the Beach Boys, which actually stemmed from John Stamos's real-life connection to the band. Stamos grew up listening to their music, and he'd even played drums for the band at several concerts. And once Full House took off, he arranged for the Beach Boys to make their first of multiple appearances on the show in the episode titled Beach Boy Bingo. That is it for our show this weekend. We will have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson. What to Watch.